Morning, 7:52.
Is the U.S. really stepping closer to energy independence, a long dream of many? There are estimates U.S. crude oil production will rise this year to a level not seen since the 1950s, when I Love Lucy was on TV and black and white was HD. Joining us live is Adam Siminski, who heads up the Energy Information Administration, the EIA. Adam, good to have you with us. Welcome in.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I saw those shows when I was a kid.
When, you know, it seems for that long we've been talking about trying to get energy independent again. Are we really on the brink of doing this?
Well, we are. The U.S. is already a net exporter of coal. EIA believes that sometime early next decade we're going to be a net exporter of natural gas. And oil, you know, it's potentially within reach in our long-term forecast. We still see oil imports coming in over the next couple of decades. But that's under current policies and conditions. And if things change, and they certainly could, we could end up being not dependent on oil imports at all.
Now, if we do continue over the next couple of decades, some of that will come from, I guess, the oil sands in Canada. Could that get us away from the more contentious part of the world in the Middle East?
Well, we are a net importer of oil from Canada. The idea of oil self-sufficiency for the U.S. really depends on a couple of things that are happening right here in the U.S. and not so much on Canada. The U.S. could meet more of its own energy needs because of two things. First, higher crude oil production from our own formations, particularly the tight shale in places like North Dakota and Texas.
Right.
And then secondly, because auto fuel efficiency and consumer choices for cars that get more miles per gallon are dropping demand for petroleum in the U.S.
Now, what has changed here? Is it policy that's changed? Is it because gas is so darn expensive now it became efficient to produce it in some of the more difficult locations in this country? What is it?
Well, it's a combination of those two things. Both oil prices have gone up, and that certainly encouraged more drilling. In fact, the number of oil rigs drilling for tight oil and other conventional oil is extremely high. The second part is a policy issue, and that is between Congress and the executive branch, we have new light-duty vehicle fuel efficiency standards. People usually call them the CAFE standards.
Mm-hmm.
And mileage is improving, and in EIA's forecast, between last year when we looked at this and this year, these new fuel efficiency standards are going to lower gasoline consumption by more than 1.5 million barrels a day, which is a huge amount as we get out in the years ahead.
Adam, in about 20 seconds, you mentioned North Dakota. They're in the midst of a real oil boom there. Are we benefiting from that yet?
Absolutely. The oil production in North Dakota in the Bakken Formation and down in Texas in Eagle Ford is really pushing U.S. production up to levels, as you said at the beginning here, we've never seen in the last, three or four decades.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What really is going to improve things is that that should probably continue, and we're going to see even more production as we move ahead.
Now, we know that creates jobs. Will it bring the price down?
It has brought the price down. The U.S. is part of a global market. This extra oil production in the U.S. means that there's less need for oil from OPEC countries, and the fast growth that we're seeing in places in Asia, particularly China. Oil prices would be higher if it weren't for this extra production that we're getting in the U.S., and so U.S. consumers are definitely benefiting.
Awesome. Thanks for the good news, Adam. Appreciate it. Adam Siminski is the head of the U.S. Energy Information Administration.